I understand your concerns. We live in a remarkable era filled with technology, AI, social media, Apple, Microsoft, and countless gadgets, much like a scene from a Star Trek episode. Yet despite these advancements, trust in the media, politicians, and even among ourselves is waning, leading to a deeply troubling atmosphere of negativity and division. This is all the more perplexing given our unparalleled comforts and privileges. In today's world, a person's worth is predominantly measured by their wealth, fame, influence, and power, while the contribution of those at the top are undoubtedly significant. There is a troubling lack of recognition and reward for those who work diligently to enhance our daily lives. Individuals who promote safety, inspire us to higher ideals, and lead by example in ways that do not yield financial gain or influence. These selfless individuals dedicate their efforts to helping others in need, and their impact is invaluable, yet often overlooked and undercompensated. As I listen to Bach's Organ Works this evening, I reflect on the profound ideas of great figures like Shakespeare, Goethe, Schiller, Dickens, Twain, Verdi, Beethoven, and Mozart, and many others. Their legacies compel me to ponder the higher ideals we aspire to today. In this current environment of conflicting ideologies, how are we currently engaging in thought and discourse? These remarkable artists and thinkers challenged our intentions, ethics, morals, and our very humanity in an indirect way through their art. They too were often criticized. Today, who is stepping up to question these things? More importantly, how are those who raise their voices to hold us to a higher standard treated today? In a truly free society, we have not only the right, but also the duty and responsibility to express our thoughts openly without fear of retribution, intimidation, mobbing, or public humiliation. Freedom of expression is uncomfortable when you are at the receiving end of criticism. Wise people consider with gratitude well-intended thoughts that may call out flaws in their characters or actions and learn to become better for it. For what is profited if we shall gain the world and lose our soul?